Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up and welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Bleav Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam Dracula. I'm a Charlotte Hornets YouTuber and podcaster, and Happy New Year! Hope everyone had a nice and wonderful New Year's Eve. You stayed safe out there, good holidays and all of that. We're in 2022, and the Hornets still riding that roller coaster, right? As of right now, as I'm recording this, it is Wednesday. No, that's a lie. It's Thursday. It is Thursday, January 6th, as I'm recording this. The Hornets just whooped Detroit's ass last night. I'm going to talk about that in a second. If a game like that feels good after what we've been through lately. So you take those when you can. I know Detroit's Detroit, but you take those wins when you can get them, right? The Hornets right now are 20 and 19 in the Eastern Conference, sitting in at the eighth seed between the Raptors and the Wizards. So they don't play again until Saturday. So that the standings are going to change quite a bit with the Hornets being inactive right now. But, you know, the worst things in the world. I'll take it in stride. All right. Take this in stride. So I'm going to talk about the Pistons matchup and these upcoming games here shortly. But I'm also going to talk about the All-Star votes. The first fan returns have come in. All right, I'm getting into all that. LaMelo, Miles Bridges are represented there. Things you love to see. But before I get into any of that, I want to say thank you to BetOnline for sponsoring this podcast. As always, BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code BELIEV. BLEAV, all one word. All the information, by the way, for this is in the description if you need help spelling it. But it's part of the name of the show. Believe, BLEAV, to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, hockey, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers for the 21-2022 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports, so don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing new offers available. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, the newest thing, all right, is the All-Star voting. I just want to talk about this first because this is really weird. I need to preface this if you're unfamiliar with how this works. The fans vote. Right. Their vote represents 50% of the formula to determine the all-star starters. So that's why this is important. OK, it's really not that important. Can you look at names like Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson? Kyrie just came back. We haven't seen Klay yet. It's kind of a joke. Klay Thompson, 367,000 votes. He has more votes than Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell, Dame Lillard, Westbrook, and Edwards. It's weird, y'all. Stop it. Stop doing this. Stop voting for guys who aren't playing basketball, man. It ruins it. It makes it weird, man. On the other side of things, the West is just as guilty as the Eastern Conference, all right? Kyrie Irving, he's sixth in the guard vote. 267,000 votes. More votes than Derrick Rose, Tyler Hero, Darius Garland, and Fred VanVleet, which is actually a shame because VanVleet's balling. And it's actually insane that Kyrie has almost more than double what Fred VanVleet has right now. But it's a fan vote. Fans are fans. You know, it's a popularity contest. It's fine, but it's weird. On the Hornets side of things, though, all right, we got two boys represented right now in the front court and in the guard spots. LaMelo is fifth in the Eastern Conference when you're looking at guards. It goes DeRozan, well-deserved, Harden, well-deserved, Trae Young, well-deserved, Zach LaVine, LaMelo Ball, and then it gets weird with Kyrie in there. It's a big drop-off, honestly, between LaMelo and Kyrie. And then LaMelo has a ways to go to catch up to Zach LaVine. Like a ways, like just under 300,000 between those two. It's actually mental. And I'm also really glad DeMar DeRozan is getting the shine he deserves. Like by far and away, the leading vote getter at this stage, right? Like Steph is crushing it in the guard department for the West. Like LeBron has like 400,000 roughly more votes than Jokic in the Western Conference. And in the East, Giannis and Kevin Durant. Actually, I'm going to say that in reverse. I don't know why I said it like that. Kevin Durant's one, Giannis is two. And then there's a decent drop off as you go down to Embiid and then Tatum and the rest of the gang. But for LaMelo and Miles, it's great to see that they're represented here. I have no doubt LaMelo would be represented in this list. But with Bridges, he never really know. And He has a nice little cushion with Aldridge and Vooch behind him. It's going to be tough, though, for him to make that final team. Really, really tough. I think he deserves it, but I don't think he's going to get the credit he deserves nationally, internationally, to make that final push into the team. Maybe the coaches and his fellow players will recognize this and maybe get a reserve spot, but as far as a starter goes, I think that's out of the question for Bridges. And then for Melo, maybe, you know. He almost got, he's definitely good enough to get in that mix. But it's hard to put any like real like credence, I guess, or credibility. It's probably a better word of putting it behind these votes because of what I've mentioned off the top with Klay Thompson and Kyrie being firmly represented here, which is just utter insanity for me. Like, come on. Why are they even eligible to be voted for? Like, that's crazy, man. Mental. But we got a long way to go. And if you're into that type of thing, congrats. Like, this is cool. This is cool. Like, I'm not here to crap on your experience here, but hopefully things balance out a little bit more. I need the coaching staff and and the players to recognize what's going on here. It's actually insane. I still can't get over it. But I shouldn't be surprised. This happens all the time in all sports. So it was just one of those things. So if you haven't voted already, please do. Show some love to LaMelo. Show some love to Miles Bridges. If you're listening to this podcast, surely you're already voting for LaMelo and Miles and the rest of the gang. So no, you don't need me to tell you to do that, but I'm sure you're doing it already. So if you haven't, go do that. All right, cool. Moving on. Kelly Oubre Jr. Fourth quarter, did a madness. All right, 8 3-pointers made in the quarter. Could have been 9 if it was for Jalen McDaniels dunking it when he should have, like, I love you, Jalen. Jalen McDaniels, I like him a lot. I'm kidding when I say this, but people are getting on the coach for benching Kelly Oubre in that scenario. First off, when you're up 30 points, you cannot continue to chuck up threes. So at some point, he had to come off the floor. It needed to happen at some point. There's a level of sportsmanship and respect that needs to happen in a blowout like that, when a guy's chasing a record. Like, you can't. Otherwise, you're asking for an ass whipping. All right. And last thing we need is any of our players to get suspended because of fighting. And we've seen Detroit likes to get mixy time and time again. So it's just, there's that, right? There's that side of things. Sportsmanship is important, all right, at all levels, in all parts of the game. The other piece of it, Jalen McDaniels should have passed the ball instead of dunking it right before that timeout. I was streaming live on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SamDracula, if you want to check out any of that stuff. But I was trying to get my chat to boo Jalen McDaniels instead of the coach because he needed to come out at some point. And the last opportunity for Oubre to get a shot off, another three attempt up, was taken away by Jalen McDaniels. I think Eric Collins voiced his displeasure in a tongue-in-cheek type of way. But no, in all sincerity, Kelly Oubre went off in a major fashion, and it just speaks volumes. I think we've seen guys like Hayward last year, right? Came into this new situation. He talked about this, I think, with the Observer at the time, that he felt the love here in Charlotte from the coaching staff, from the front office, from the fan base, for the most part, that they wanted him. They wanted him to be here. And he felt good in this basketball situation. He saw that in his play before he got hurt. Oubre, I get the same kind of vibes. The Hornets wanted him, right? They went out and got him. I know there's some questions about his offensive ability coming into this game is from a shooting point of view specifically, and it's fair criticism because he's a career 33% three-point shooter. For a small forward, a perimeter player in 2022, that is bad, all right? Sorry, not bad. That's average at best, okay? This year, 38% through 39 games. He's played in every single game. Kelly Oubre has been an incredible addition to this roster, man. And when I think back again, I'm going to talk about this until my cheeks turn blue, man. But Malik Monk departure, Devontae Graham departure, I was wondering where the offense was going to come from. I did not expect Kelly Oubre to be delivering this at all. My man has been feeling it and is playing the best basketball offensively than he has in his entire career. Now, his points per game were higher at previous points, okay? The volume is there, but, you know, he's playing a lesser role here in Charlotte. Sometimes he starts, sometimes he comes off the bench. It kind of gives and goes. Versus, for instance, his last year in Phoenix, he scored 18 points per game, right? Almost 19. He was a starter there, right? He was a starter for Golden State, 15 points per game last year. This year, 16.6. He's shooting 38% from three, 46% from the field. He's playing great defense. He's running the floor massively. He seems to have gelled really nicely with the rest of his teammates. It's been a great situation for all parties. So, like, this signing just looks better every single game. And even early on, when he was having those games where you shoot 50% from three and 20% from three, just alternating back to back to back to back, he's found a stroke of consistency that's been really nice to rely upon, where it's a point where you're like, all right, this team has LaMelo, Terry, Hayward, PJ, Miles, Oubre now, Cody Martin. I think I will stop there, I would say. Seven guys that can play crunch time minutes for this team, right? Offensively and defensively in whatever scenario you're looking for, that I feel I would love out there at any given time, any combination of those seven guys. If you want to put Mason Plumlee in that mix, fair play. I'm not going to argue it, but I don't know if we didn't have that last year. And Kelly Oubre is a big piece of that, as well as like Cody Martin's elevation included. This is lovely stuff. I love Kelly Oubre. I'm so glad he's part of this franchise. Also, salute to PJ Washington making his big return after missing a few games with health and safety protocols. He's been like basically yo-yoing back and forth with his availability for the past few games, and he finally got the green light to return yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. So he missed the Rockets game, the Pacers game, the Suns game, and the Wizards game, and now he made his return. Played 24 minutes in his first game back, which I was wondering about, like, how much are you going to play, PJ, you know? And there's a decent amount of that in garbage time, which is good, you know, getting his legs and lungs ready after missing all that time off. But in his return, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal. Excellent stuff, right? 50% from the field. Sorry. 50% from 3, 67% from the field. PJ and Kelly off the bench is a nice thing. It's a nice thing to have, man. And it's the timing is so good, man. The Wizards loss sucked. It hurt. Like, it was a bummer. It was a really big bummer. The Phoenix loss was more like substantial. We lost by 34 points to the Suns, but the Suns could win a title. I don't care. I'm not going to apologize for it. I don't care if we lost to the Suns. We should lose to the Suns. The Suns can win the whole thing. I care about that loss to the Wizards. That's such a more debilitating loss for me as a fan speaking into this microphone than that Suns won, especially because we had that game won, y'all. That was our game. We have the Wizards number on the season, and we let it slip. So the question was, like, all right, this Detroit game is a must win. A, to make up for what happened previously, right? The Eastern Conference, where the Hornets are kind of slotted outside of the top five, I would say. So you have the Bulls, Nets, Bucks, and Heat. I think that's the top four the rest of the way. The Sixers are iffy. I think the fifth spot is gettable by a lot of teams, Hornets included. So I'm going to read them off. Sixers, Cavs, Raptors, Hornets, Wizards, Celtics, Knicks, and Hawks. Those are the teams in the mix that anyone in any order, you can shuffle from 5 to 12. Any of those teams can switch places, I think, throughout this year. Like, no one's completely out of it unless you're the Pacers, Pistons, or Magic, right? So these games where you lose a game that you shouldn't in the first place, right? And you have a game like AKA Wizards. And then this game against the Pistons, like, all right, here's an opportunity to make up for our misstep previously. It's like, okay, this is what this team needs to see. It was a blowout, especially a definitive win, a team win, everybody getting involved. LaMelo almost getting a triple double. He didn't play at all in the fourth quarter. We were joking about that on stream because he needed, I think, 2 assists to get that triple double. And he didn't start the fourth quarter. And you know what? It's fine. We got the win. All right. We got a lot of basketball left. The more important things, LaMelo getting a triple-double. I know I just started this podcast talking about the All-Star game and All-Star team, but we need to win games. We need to win these games. And we need to preserve guys. Imagine something happens, whether it's a accidental contact to somebody's head and gets a flagrant suspension or injury or whatever. Take the opportunities to rest when you can get them. That's my point of view. You know, this Hornets squad has back-to-back games against the Bucks coming up. Saturday and Monday, both in Charlotte. They got the Sixers after that. So let me go back to what I just talked about. All right, the Bucks are a 3 seed right now. The Sixers are a 5th seed. If this Hornets team, which I don't think, I don't want to reverse jinx them or anything like that. I'm just going to say this. The Hornets are underdogs in these next 3 games, okay? If they can somehow pull this situation out with a positive record. So of these 3 games, if they can win 2 somehow, some way, that would be massive because you got the Magic, the Knicks, the Celtics, the Thunder, the Hawks, the Raptors, the Pacers after that. Listen to those names. I'm reading them off to you one more time. The run potential that this team can go on. Potential. I'm going to just say that word a bunch. Potential. All right. The run potential this squad can go on between, if they can somehow pull out a positive result out of these next 3 games. After that, Magic, Knicks, Celtics, Thunder, Hawks, Raptors, Pacers. Come on. And then the West Coast guys come here. Lakers, Clippers, whatever. That's a million years from now. That's the end of this month. I don't even care about that. I'm just looking at this near period where it looks like all our guys are healthy. For the most part, Vernon Carey is the only player that's unavailable right now. I assume he'll be off out of health and safety protocols here shortly. And also, if he's not, it's like not a big deal. He's not a big part of the rotation anyway. But for his own sake, I hope he gets, you know, out of the protocols and can be, you know, part of the squad, part of the energy here all over again, once again, when possible, whether it's here or Greensboro, what have you. But listen, I am happy. I am glad what we saw last night, with what we saw last night and how it played out. It's a good place to be as a fan base. And I'm worried about these next few games. But after that, light at the end of the tunnel, maybe you can make a push. And maybe, who the hell knows, Mitch Kupchak may make a trade. Probably not. I really don't think anything happens in the trade market this year unless there's some crazy injury. You know, I'm knocking on wood. I really hope that's not the case. But this team needs a center, man. I was talking about this on stream last night. Trey Lyles, man. Okay. Trey Lyles is a guy who takes six shots per game on average. On average, all right? That's his average output. He had that in the first half against the Hornets, right? He was pulling up threes. He was trying to get involved in the half court a lot. He didn't dominate us or anything like that. I do not want to overstate it. But when you have a guy like Trey Lyles at that high of a usage, it shines a light on the issues we have at center. Because we expect to be kind of dunked on, literally, by opposing centers. You know, we got the Bucks coming up. You know, Bobby Portis will play some center for them. You know, they just waived DeMarcus Cousins. Giannis is with them. Sixers got Embiid. Like, Jokic of the world, even the Steven Adams of the world, the Hornets will have a tough time against those guys. Trey Lyles out there doing the most in the game where he really, really shouldn't, but the circumstances kind of allow for that. It's just another indicator, man. We need to add to the depth. I have no issue with Mason Plumlee. I just wish we just had more options, man. Just need a little more choices to go to as we kind of continue to battle on this season. But I'm happy, man. This is a fun time to be a Hornets fan. And despite the weirdness the last week or so, this team is in a very good spot. A very good spot. And if you're unhappy with any of these previous results, I'm fair play. That's you, man. That's you. I'm telling you, though, it could be worse. You could be a Pacers fan. Or even worse, you could be a Hawks fan. Imagine coming in the season with all that expectation and being three games under 500. Imagine being a Knicks fan coming into the season with all this expectation and being two games under 500. Hey, Celtics, you too. I never forget about y'all. We're up. We got a winning record. It's a new year. New Hornets. It's not the new Hornets. It's the same team. You know, it's just the same. But anyway, listen, I'm out of here. All right. Happy New Year once again. Thank you for listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. I've been Sam. You've been great. See you next time. Peace. Perfect.
Is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.